You don't want to start rationing out your love on a conditional basis, because that's not the way you love them. But that's the way I came across to my kid. The point is, very simple, is we know our kids are 98% okay. We love them, they're valuable, but 90% of our conversations with them, 90% of the strokes are negative, because they're not getting the dishes done on time, or they're not doing this, or they're not doing that. And because we are so perfectionistic and we've been raised in these perfectionistic, unrealistic expectation homes, that we set ourselves up and we set them up for never succeeding and never feeling that it's okay to feel okay about yourself. Never justifying the fact that they can feel good about themselves. And that's the messages I got. And you're passing those on too.
Okay, with those accomplishments, like the touchdowns and the good grades, is it okay to say I'm proud of you instead of I love you? Or that's
no, I wouldn't say that. Now, we're going to get in. There's a whole section on encouragement versus praise.
Okay.
And there's a very, and if the kid makes the touchdown, you say, oh, daddy, look. And I give me the touchdown and say, hey, this looks great. Looks like you really tried hard. How do you feel about it? Get into their world. Not, I am proud of you. You made me look good. I are the big macho papa with all the jock sons. Okay. And that's because I'm so macho myself. All right. So the point is that that's what the kid did. Well, if the kid comes back and can't you say, I'm proud of you for all those A's? Would you say, I'm proud of you with those F's? Can you see how you feel about the child has nothing to do with those grades? And the child needs to understand that.
Okay, I understand that we're not to give negative or, you know, if they're not doing things, maybe I'm too perfectionistic on wanting things done or whatever, the rooms, the
husband's
dishes.
Husband's going like this, yes.
But this is the point I want to make. We have a very large home and we have 5 children and things have to be done the household doesn't run.
Mm-hmm.
So they can't just not do things either. So
well, we have 9 more lessons.
Okay, things have
to
be done.
Don't go home and upset everything. Just kind of watch what's going on this week. Do a few things like getting out of arguing and a few things like that and start stroking a whole bunch. All right, you're going to find that just stroking and infusing your whole home with a very positive, loving, caring thing is going to solve a lot of problems.
So okay? what we're to come to is that they want to do these things?
Well,
is
later. But we have a token economy. We'll go into all that stuff.
Okay.
How they're going to come and say, Mom, have you got some work for me to do? I need some. Hey, they do it. They do it. And that's one of the things. On the token economy and some of the behavioral stuff, you'll learn how to set that up. They need unconditional love and unconditional acceptance, warts and all. That matter if they're afraid or they flunk in school or they don't agree with you or they hate the way you do things or they don't like the scouting or they don't like your church, they don't vote your party or whatever's happening, that you love them unconditionally and you accept them where they are for what they are. And you get out of your head all this unrealistic expectations that your kid's supposed to be perfect and they're supposed to feel like you do and supposed to think like you do and supposed to believe like you do. All of these things, those are their issues and their responsibilities in life. Because if you start to impose on them, what we get is a rejection and they rebel against those things. If, on the other hand, you set an example and you role model and they see how happy you are and what it means to you, they're going to accept these. They can evaluate. But there's so many people that reject everything their parents are trying to have for them because the parents are forcing it down their throats. And they throw the baby out with the bathwater. My kid dropped out of school over the control issue, not because he didn't want an education. He did these things because I told him he couldn't. That was the issue, was control. Who runs my life, you or me? It didn't have anything to do with going out with responsible kids and responsible girls.